This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Do you know anything about the water under your land? David Hart is with us today, a hydrologist with the State Geological Survey in Wisconsin, to tell us more about the importance of groundwater.
So what is groundwater? We're most familiar with groundwater right as it's coming out of a well, but where did it come from? What did it look like on its way to coming out of the well? That water that fills the cracks, fractures, and other voids in the geologic materials, the sands, the gravels, the rock beneath the Earth's surface. And, you know, we often think about, oh, we're standing on solid ground. It's not 100% rock. It's not 100% mineral. There are spaces between, and those spaces are filled in by groundwater.
So why do we care about groundwater?
Well, it's drinking water for 70% of Wisconsin residents, and I have not done the analysis, but I'm pretty sure it's a higher percentage of dairy farms, you know, have wells, depend on wells for production. I know the average person in Wisconsin uses about 50 gallons of water per day, and I believe cattle are going to be more than that. They're going to be around 70 to 100 per day. So it's a pretty significant need for a herd.
Comments from David Hart, a hydrologist, where drought conditions continue to be a major concern, and the reality is that water is life, and it's becoming more prominent.
Right. And the upper Midwest we seem to be getting the same amount or more precipitation. A lot of times that precipitation seems to be, from what I've seen in the climate reading I've done, a lot of that precipitation may come in the form of bigger storms. And that's where if you have things that are holding the water a little bit better, like, you know, the contour plowing, maybe some of the cropping that you think about, that could smooth out the recharge, that could help us keep recharge. But we're not, as near as I can tell, it's not expected that our precipitation is going to drop dramatically. We're going to be a really good place to farm, assuming the climate predictions come to pass.
When it takes a lot of water to make a glass of milk, that is very, very important. And it sounds like the Badger State's a good place to continue to dairy.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's going to remain so. If we see some warming, we'll still have plenty of water. You know, with regard to your well and thinking about the groundwater and the groundwater quality and as it, you know, can help your herd, we generally recommend folks get their well tested once a year. That kind of allows you to set a baseline and kind of be proactive. If there's issues with your well, you know, nobody wants to get that bacteria hit in a well, and you don't want to be surprised by that. So, for example, the Center for Watershed Science and Education in Stevens Point has a lot of well tests that you can do, one called the homeowner's test. And it's just a suite of things that if someone were to, and I think the whole test is under $50, it'll provide for things like nitrate, it'll provide bacteria counts, it'll look at levels of chloride, pH, you know, just some water quality indicators that if they're consistent year to year, great. You know, your well's performing as you would want it to. If you start to see things change, then you might want to wonder, you know, is there a land use change that's making these things happen? Is it because we're in a dry period? Is it because we're in a wet period? You know, understanding the relationship, you know, and farmers excel in this, understanding the relationship between the environment and the land and what's going on around them, I think it's just another piece that can help production and help maintain a high quality water for the herd. Groundwater is a local resource. It's probably coming from, if you stand on your land and look in a circle, you can see where the groundwater is recharging. So if you think about all those activities and that might be impacting your groundwater, you can understand what's going on with the water quality, the water quantity. It's an important resource for everyone, cows and people both.
As the saying goes, you are what you eat, and, well, you drink what you recharge. As we hear from David Hart, hydrologist with the State Geological Survey in Wisconsin, and those were comments from a recent PDPW Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free simply by going to their website, pdpw.org. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.
Dairy Radio Now.